Joining me on the phone right now, Director of Emergency Management in Roger Mills County, Carl Billy. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Chad. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm supposing that you guys are busy and probably not as you will be in the coming days. Tell me about what it means now to be under state of emergency. What kind of changes will your office have to make? What new tactics will you have to employ to help ensure the safety of Roger Mill County's residents?
Well, basically, Chad, the state of emergency affecting us is only in a financial situation. This allows us to apply for federal funds. It removes some of the restrictions for emergency purchasing as far as limits and some of the paperwork that we have to go through. Of course, it all is still documented, so it's doubled. County-wise, we'll be meeting with the county commissioners, our medical resources from the county, law enforcement, to discuss our contingency plan. Right now, we have zero cases in our county. We just want to be prepared if something does happen and stop any panic that may occur. That's the largest thing with this, is most people are in a panic mode, and they don't need to be. If you just take your health precautions like you do for the flu, wash your hands, keep your hands away from your face, please don't cough anyone. Main thing, we're tied in with what they call the Healthcare Coalition, which is part of the State Department of Health and OEM, so we get updates practically by the minute. My email box is always entirely full. They want to get across that, you know, this is nothing to clean the stores out, to empty the shelves, that, you know, take your precautions. If you're feeling sick, stay home. If you do feel like you're sick, please, before you go to the hospital, be tested, which is free. Call the hospital, call your doctor's office, let them know you're coming so they can be prepared for that. The mask problem, it's not a respiratory disease, it's a contact disease, so the wearing of masks is not going to help anything other than you touching your mouth or your nose. Now, if you're sick, we do ask that you do wear a mask, because as you cough or sneeze, those droplets land on a hard surface, and that's how this disease is transferred, is by contact. So the health department did come speak to our senior citizen center last week. They don't know how long this survives on a hard surface, so best precaution is wear gloves if you're in a public area and touching things, and keep washing your hands if you don't have access to water and soap, hand sanitizer.
Tell me about any kind of instruction as far as self-quarantining. Have they communicated to you as far as how to instruct the public regarding self-quarantining?
Basically, it's stay home and take medicine like you would for the flu. You're paying medicine, any flu, typical cold flu medicine. If your breathing begins to get labored and you do feel like you need medical help, then definitely call. If you can't get yourself to a facility, you can always call 911. And I hate to, again, you know, those 911 resources are very thin out in our part of the country. So, you know, be sure before you call that you actually do need them. They'll come check you out, and they can tell you, hey, you do need to go to the doctor, or, you know, you're just sick. Stay where you're at. Keep doing what you're doing.
What do you see coming over the next few days, few weeks, as far as how your office will need to conduct itself in light of this coronavirus outbreak?
Well, right now we're waiting on guidance from the State Department of Emergency Management on what they feel the next few weeks are going to entail, what procedures we need to take. We all have an emergency operations plan. The president asked last week that we activate our preparedness plan, so those are in the works. So basically, we're just gearing for it, like Derek said, trying to stay ahead of the curve. Again, not in panic mode at all. It's just something we're going to gear up and face if that time comes.
7:42, Roger Mills County, Director of Emergency Management, Carl Billy. I thank you so much for your time. All the best to you. And as you receive updated information, open phone lines here. Feel free to give us a holler and let's share the word to help folks out.
Definitely will. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate you kindly. Coming up in the next hour, I will be chatting with Beckham County Director of Emergency Management, Lonnie Reisenhoover. It is 7:42 now. We do need to move along with this thing, kind of behind schedule. Before long, we'll discuss weather. Also, we'll talk in a little more detail about Governor Stitt's declaration of emergency across all 77 counties in Oklahoma regarding this coronavirus outbreak. That and more coming up after these words. This is Cool 94.
Those are just facts you got from the internet.
Rope in the morning.
Hi, Danny Lipford here from Today's Homeowner. Are you ready to tackle some of those pesky projects around your home, but not sure where to start? All you need is a little help from the Today's Homeowner team. Tune in every week as we share tips and ideas while having a little fun along the way. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned do-it-yourselfer, we'll provide you all the information you need to have the best-looking house on the block.
Catch Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford Sunday mornings at 7 right here on Cool 94.
Get ready this Ford Truck Month at Cummins in Weatherford, and you better come test drive the new 2020 Ford F-Series trucks, because they're powerful, durable, and we're giving the boot to high prices. Remember, you'll only find the best deals and best service from your friends at Cummins.